Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Alpharetta needs 1,000 cereal boxes. We will work on that here in just 1 second. So this makes sense here, Tommy.
Yep. Today's 100 days of Good Goes Round has all to do about cereal. So I looked up, what's your favorite cereal say about you? From devilish.com or delish.com. So I asked you guys a few minutes ago, what's your favorite cereal? Mo, you said?
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles. And what delish.com says about you? You're the life of the party.
Oh,
and you want everyone to join in the fun. You bring people together with your bubbly personality, which is reflected in the bold flavors and bright colors of your favorite cereal.
I don't know how good it is, but I take it.
Apparently Fruity Pebbles is not for introverts.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't really see you as the life of the party. I see you throwing a party.
Depends on the party.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Plus, you know this cereal is perfect for more than just milk, and you're not afraid to get your DIY on. For instance, you may have tried this, Mo. Fruity Pebbles and chocolate-covered frozen bananas.
Absolutely not.
How about Fruity Pebbles ice cream cones?
I've never tried it, but I would.
You should, because it says you're all about that high-low mix.
All right. Clearly the site knows you better than you know yourself.
Apparently. Right.
Abby, you said Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I did.
If you're a CTC fan, because that's what, you know, the fans call it, CTC.
Oh.
You probably don't just have it for breakfast. It's regularly eaten by the handful, either straight out of the box or in a Ziploc baggie as a midday snack.
Under the cover of night. Me as a little raccoon in my pantry.
That's because you believe in treating yourself to a sweet treat every now and then. Mm-hmm. But you do so responsibly. It's not Nutella straight out of the jar, after all. Mm-hmm. Though you certainly don't judge people who do that. You're a pretty laid-back person, all in all.
That's not accurate, but I do love a sweet treat. Me and laid-back just don't go together.
You also could be a serial killer, because, I don't know, Katie pointed this out to me this morning. When you get a chance, go to YouTube, check out the new CTC commercials. They're based on Dexter.
What?
It's like a Dexter-themed commercial where the cereal is a serial killer.
Okay, so when Tommy was asking us, I can't remember the last time I ate a bowl of cereal.
Same.
So, like,
I'm digging back into the childhood for these.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
You guys don't eat cereal?
Nah.
Not at all.
Oh, my God. You are missing out on life.
Yeah, I mean, all that sugar.
I mean, we've had it before.
I remember when I went to college and I went to the dining hall for the first time. And there were like 85 kinds of cereal. I felt like I had won the lottery.
Yeah, I seriously can't remember the last time I had like a bowl of cereal from a box.
The cereal issue was the very first time that I can remember having some sort of resentment for my mom, because it was nothing but Apple Jacks. Oh, the Apple Jacks. And then the milk at the end of the Apple Jacks, it was kind of pink also, right?
So sweet.
Oh,
that's some of the best post-cereal milk.
Dude, yeah, you can't even, right? Mm. It was Apple Jacks. And then one day she woke up and inserted Grape Nuts into the conversation.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, that's a violation.
Or Raisin Bran was another one. She all of a sudden, and I didn't know anything about it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm eating Raisin Bran like it's Apple Jacks, and I am pooping all day long.
Too much fiber. Too much fiber.
Way too much fiber, but it's Apple Jacks.
All right, Bert, I had to go to AI for yours because Delish.com didn't even list yours, because I guess they didn't think it was delish enough.
What?
But if Apple Jacks is your favorite cereal, it might suggest you have a playful, perhaps even slightly mischievous personality. I agree with that. You might enjoy sweet, fruity flavors and appreciate a bit of fun in your breakfast. It could also mean you appreciate a childhood classic and don't mind indulging in a little sweetness.
All right, go to AI before you go to your website, because that sounds fairly accurate.
Now, but let's be honest, there's no fruit in Apple Jacks. It may be fruity flavors, but there's no fruit in Apple Jacks.
Kristen did say when she was a kid her favorite was Cocoa Puffs, so I did look that one up. It says you're a hardcore chocoholic, and you appreciate that there's a cereal company out there that understands that chocolate is really an anytime treat. As much as you indulge your sweet tooth, you also have a practical side. When your Cocoa Puffs are all gone, you're left with chocolate milk. So basically, you're multitasking with every bowl you eat. Genius.
So, yeah, but I'm the person that pours the milk first, and then I pour the cereal little by little.
What a weirdo, what? Man.
Yeah,
what a
so
weirdo.
This is when I did eat cereal back in the day, I would put a glass of milk in the freezer, so it would get really, really, really cold and get a little bit of the ice crystals on top. And then I would pour the milk into the bowl. So then I'd have a bowl of milk. And then I'd have the cereal box next to me. And I'd pour a little bit and eat it. And then pour a little bit and eat it because I cannot stand soggy cereal. Like the cereal cannot get soggy. Okay. So technically, I'm not left with chocolate milk because every bite has cereal in it.
Huh. So there you go. If you're wondering what your cereal says about you, Rebecca's going to put it up online when we put up this segment, because that is the perfect entree to today's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
Good morning, Jenny. You are on The Burt Show. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Tell
how are you guys?
Great. Tell us how we can help you out.
So I work with the city of Alpharetta for the Parks and Rec Department, and we have about four different camps ranging in the ages of 6 to 14 years old. And next week, our camp theme is Pay It Forward. So we are collecting unopened cereal boxes until July 16th because we want to create a massive domino set using our Wheels Park. All the boxes are going to be donated to the North Fulton Charities. But we're trying to reach our goal of 1,000 boxes, and that's where you guys come in. We can need your help.
Yeah, sure.
We want to demonstrate to our campers and staff that one simple kindness can create a chain reaction.
Oh, I get and that so, with your dominoes. Yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah, yeah. So we're trying to, with the Burt Show's help, with your family, we're trying to get a 1,000 boxes to just make a greater impact into our community.
Okay. And I love this message that you're trying to send also, which is pretty much the same one we're trying to send as well. It's like you could do one act of kindness here and the ripple effect. You don't even know, excuse me, what that's going to have on the people around the person that you're helping as well. So I love this. All right. So where do you need these cereal boxes? And I'm guessing it could be any cereal at all. Where do you need them and when do you need them by?
So we created a wish list, and I gave the information to Tommy. So he said that they were going to get that out to you guys. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to get them collected by the 16th of July, because on that Friday, we'll set everything up and then do our dominoes set. And hopefully it all goes well. But we're also going to try to, like, film it and then post it for the families, and we invited the North Fulton Charities to come out and join us. So I think it's going to be a great event.
Okay, so if you want some info and you got a cereal box, you got cereal, all the info up online right now.
We made it super easy. All you got to do is go to theburtshow.com, click on 100 Days of Good Goes Round, and today's feature on the cereal. There's a link there that'll take you to where you can buy a box of cereal or boxes. But imagine if everybody bought one box. We could knock this thing out today.
All right, good luck, Jenny. Let us know if we can help you out anymore, okay?
Well, thank you. I appreciate for the opportunity.
You're
welcome. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. You too. And again, you guys, if you need anything, look, we're willing to get our hands dirty also. What do you need? Big ways, small ways? We are willing to help on 100 Days of Good Goes Round. Just got to hit us up at theburtshow.com.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Normally, I say, hey, life is short. Go ahead and shoot your shot. If you have a best friend or a friend, all of a sudden you caught feelings, I say shoot your shot. However, the stakes are really high because that relationship might be changed forever. And this is what Abby's friend is going through.
Yeah, thank God this is not about me, because there's nothing worse than when your guy friend sits across from you and gives you that look and then goes, so there's something I've been wanting to talk to you about for a while. Ah, it just makes my skin crawl.
And I think the general rule that we've had on the show is like, if she was into you, she would have shown you in all these years that you have been friends.
For sure. But I think guys sometimes overestimate just how much a girl is into them. They start like reading into things too much. And sometimes a lady is just being nice. I feel like women are a little bit better at picking up on those more subtle signals. And my friend now feels like she needs to put out all these signals that she's not interested, because not only is one of her guy friends somewhat cornering her into trying to make a move. She feels like it's not necessarily about who she is, but about one thing about her that he is maybe, I don't know if fetishizing is the right word, because this is not like a salacious or dirty thing. Like, this is an adult content, but he's picking apart one thing about her body that she's like, oh my God, I think he's idolizing this for some reason. So this all has to do with a college group of friends. She was in this big girl, guy group, friend group all through college, very, very close. And then as she moved to a new city, only a part of the friend group made it to that part. And so, you know, they, of course, hang out and do all the things that typical 20-somethings do on the weekend, go out to breweries, hang out. And they're reasonably close for how close a girl-guy friendship can be. And so she has these two guy friends that are kind of closer than anybody else is, like, within that friendship. Like, these two guys are best friends, and she will sometimes hang out with them as a trio. They'll go and watch sports. They'll go watch an NFL team that they all like together. They all have that one thing in common, but sometimes they will go out to, like, you know, a brewery together and hang out. And it's just like this very cute, like, Three's Company dynamic in a way, but very much platonic. So over the weekend, she was supposed to hang out with these two guys per usual. And it had been a couple of weeks. So she was like, I'm really excited to see my friends. It's been a hot minute since we've all hung out and caught up. And something different happened this time around that she said kind of tipped her off about some things she'd been feeling about one of her guy friends. So over the last couple of months, she has kind of felt like one of her guy friends was going to make a move. She was just kind of picking up on that vibe. It's nothing specific that he did. She could just tell a sort of vibe shift in his demeanor and just sort of the way he would talk to her. Women can kind of just pick up on that vibe. So when the weekend comes and she's supposed to hang out with these two guys, and one of them cancels last minute and says, hey, by the way, I can't make it, it's just going to be you two, she starts kind of wondering, oh my God, am I being cornered into a date with my guy best friend who I've started to feel like is going to make a move at some point.
So she felt like the others were in on it to set this up.
Yeah. So she's like, oh God, I feel like I'm being manipulated into this. Like, I love my guy friend. Like, of course I want to go hang out with him. But at this point, like, it's starting to feel like a trap. So she goes to do whatever they were going to go do, hang out at this bar or whatever. And he shows up and she's kind of picking up on that vibe. And then he just starts getting kind of weird. They're approaching 30. They're a little bit older than me. And they're talking about the future and what they're looking for in, like, their partners and what they want the, you know, the next 10 years to look like. And she told me that he said the most bizarre thing she has felt like he has ever said. Like, his whole demeanor has changed in the last couple of months. And the one thing he said to her that really was so off-putting was, he's looking into her eyes and they're having a deep conversation about the future or whatever. And he goes, you know, I've always wanted kids with freckles. I just feel like kids with freckles would be so cute. So for context, my friend is one of those girls that has freckles everywhere. She steps out into the sun and she gets like 3 or 4 sunspots on her face. So she's sitting there and he's just like making direct eye contact with her. And she's like, I don't know how to respond to this, because it's one thing for you to make a move and say that you want to hang out with, or you want to be more than friends together. But then for you to look at me and be like, yeah, I've always envisioned having kids with, you know, lots of freckles on their face. And that's a feature that I have. Like, I don't even know how to handle this. So she's just sitting there and she's like, yep, yeah, I'm going to get the check and go. And so they haven't talked in a couple of days, but I don't even know if they can recover from this, because how are you supposed to hang out with this man knowing that he's sitting there envisioning their future and all your little freckly kids?
That, I mean, like, what did he expect her to say? Like, okay, I'll bear your children for you then. It's just a very odd...
It's very oddly specific.
She's like, yes. I feel like a breeder now.
I'm just like not on the same page as you guys today at all, which is good. Because it sounds to me like she might be overthinking this whole thing. He's not saying I want them with you. He's just saying I've always pictured them, my kids with freckles.
But it's a culmination.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. So if I go on a date with a guy with red... I have red hair. And he sits down, he's like, I've always wanted kids with red hair. You think I'm not supposed to take that as he's talking about me?
But that's a first date. So there's already, like, it's been established that we are here to see if we are going to be hanging with each other in the future. This is a guy friend that... They've known each other for a long time.
It's obviously a loaded statement. If a guy friend said that to me, there's no way I'm... Why are we talking about that? It's weird, and I would definitely take it personally.
If I was sitting with one of my close guy friends, and I've had these unfortunate conversations, these awkward interactions where they want something more, and it's like, oh, bro, I just don't look at you that way. And if we were sitting there and say it was Juicebox and I sitting there, because it happened with him, and he was like, I've always wanted my kids to have chocolate brown eyes. Like, I would just love for my kids to have dark brown eyes. I would be sitting there like, this is creepy AF.
I'm so clueless.
I see where you're coming from, but freckles is oddly specific. It seems like he gave himself the room to say it wasn't about you, but that was his way of actually shooting his shot.
His plausible deniability.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
I would have had no clue at all. Zero clue.
You are so beautifully oblivious.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. It really is nice in here.
The Bert Show.
I am so pumped to play this voicemail that I got for you guys. And one, I know you're probably shocked. You listened to a voicemail? Yeah, I did. Normally I don't, but there was some stuff going on and I was waiting on some messages. And this, I was waiting on this message in particular. So when I got it, I was prepared for it. However, I was not prepared for the tone and the delivery of said message. All right. This dude threw me for a loop. And you could be one, you know what? You're at a fork in the road. You get this voicemail. You can either choose to be upset about it or you can choose to laugh your butt off about it. And I chose the latter. I was laughing my butt off at this. And I was wondering, is this how he leaves all his messages? Now, you all remember a couple weeks back, I told you our beloved dog, Leroy, passed away. All right. So we had a vet come to the house. We did an at home going away, and they take his body, mm-hmm. they take it to get cremated, and then the crematorium takes his ashes to the vet, and we're supposed to pick him up from our vet. All right. So the message I'm about to play for you, is the crematorium calling to let me know that they are dropping Leroy's ashes off, mm-hmm. and that he is going to be ready for pickup at the vet's office. So I'm sitting there on my couch. I'm the only one at home, if I remember correctly. And I get this message.
Hey, Kristen, my name is and I'm calling on behalf of and my reason for calling is I just wanted to inform you that I'm currently dropping off Leroy at Animal Hospital and that you can now pick up at your convenience. Other than that, please have a blessed day and bye-bye.
The last part. That's awfully chipper.
The last part, kind of three.
Yeah, so I specifically asked for that tree ice light. So this man calls me, tells me he's dropping off my dead dog's ashes at the vet and I got to text my husband to tell him to pick him up on his way home. And this is how he ends the message.
Bye-bye.
Well, toodles.
I think anytime we have a caller on now, rather than me saying thank you for calling, we play that.
Bye-bye.
I'm sitting there. And it was such a sad occasion, and you're in the dumps about it. The house feels so, so off. And then I was just like, I was sitting there for a second on the couch. I'm like, am I supposed to be offended? Or is this hilarious? And as I sat there, I just let my gut instinct take over. I freaking felt I was laughing so freaking hard at that dude's message.
I know where he's going with it. I mean, he's trying to it's a bad situation. It's sad. So he's trying to give some positivity.
No, you can there's consolation and there's somber, right? Like, you leave a somber message. You don't leave this.
Hey, Kristen, no. My name is bye bye.
Bye bye. Oh my God. I played it for my husband. Bless. And I was just like, this is comical times 10.
Did he laugh?
Bart doesn't laugh.
No,
he's not laughing.
Some told me he didn't really find it.
And also, he was the one that came home with the ashes. So I let it breathe. I let it take a beat. I put Leroy out in the sunroom on his bed. Like, I put his little box out there so he could have one more look out of the neighborhood. I gave it 24 hours, and then I'm like, dude, you have got to listen to this message. The crematorium left me on my voicemail.
One last time, Tommy.
bye-bye.
We got your dead dog. Bye-bye.
All right, Mo, so you are going to challenge yourself each and every month now.
Yeah, and it's funny. Life has a way of delivering when you ask. And I was finding myself at a point in my life where I just felt like I needed something new, some kind of challenge. And I've been, I don't know, man, I've been in a weird space, especially since my flare ups with gout, not being able to walk it takes a toll on your life.
Right.
Who knew?
It also must take a look, like it makes you look at your perspective on life is different. You know, that cliche that I've been repeating over and over and over again, that you've got 1,000 problems until you got a health problem, then you have one. Right.
Right. Absolutely. And I think, you know, I'm at this point where I'm just trying. Well, I'm not really trying. I'm doing, because I don't have a choice anymore, of really changing my lifestyle, changing the way that I approach things. And there's a monotonous in just trying to be healthy. It can be pretty boring at times. And so I was trying to find ways to somewhat distract myself, because I feel like if I stay distracted, then I won't necessarily go back into some of the temptations that have caused me to be in this position that I'm in. And so I was thinking of things that I can do, because not really being able to exercise as much as I normally would was like really messing with my mental and kind of getting in my way. And so I've come on and I've documented meeting Mother Nature, who I've told you guys about, who is a social media influencer who lives out of her car. And that's just her lifestyle. That's the way she chooses to live her life. She works. She has a job. She just does not believe in paying rent. That's not her thing. She likes to have a life. She has a fiance and everything. Like, she has a balanced life. She just feels like she doesn't ever want to be tied down to a house. She wants to be able to pick up and go as she pleases, go around the world, go around the country, just live her life the way that she chooses.
Cassie gets that. I mean, she's about to tear down her house.
That was forced on her.
Yeah. One is optional, and the other not so much.
So she comes to me and my dude, and she's like, I have a challenge for y'all, and I wonder if you guys would really be interested in doing it. So I'm like, okay, this is interesting, because I've just been asking for a challenge. So what might that be? And I told them, we were supposed to initially go on like a weekend camping trip where I would experience what it's like to live out of the van, which at some point we're still going to do. But she's in a transition phase with her work. And so we have to find the right time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But she just purchased a brand new RV. She wasn't really into RVs at first, because she likes to be, hidden. She doesn't really like for people to see her when she's trying to do her thing. But she has this new idea, or this new adventure that she wants to go on, where once a month she wants to just go to a new city, just go to a brand new city and explore the city, meet people, do interviews, and just live life. And she came to us and was like, how would y'all feel about coming with me? So I'm like, wait, what? So she's like, yeah, we'll start off in just all of the local cities that we would be able to tackle in 2 days. And so I would come, I'd pick y'all up, we'd hit the road, we'd spend like 24 hours straight hitting this city, and then we'd come back, and we'd be back by Sunday night. And I'm like, one week in a month we would do this? And she's like, one week in a month.
And you're not staying in a hotel or an Airbnb or anything like that?
Nope. So she already has like the first 3 cities that she wants to do mapped out. The first one is Nashville. And apparently she's already got ahead of it by reaching out to people who are there. And it's all different types of people. It could be comedians. It could be people who had like an experience of where it was death defying. And she, all of these just interesting people. She's reached out to them. She has them lined up to interview them. She has events that's going to be going on in these particular cities. One of them, I think, is called, I forget which city it's in. I think this one is more like by Vegas. So I told her, I'm kind of cheating, because I might have to fly at some point just for time factor. Mm-hmm. But the challenge would be that once I get to the city, there's no hotels. Like, we're just straight RV life, and we're just exploring the city and interacting with people through the RV. And that's the life. And we would document it. We would have behind the scenes footage, and it would just literally be a once a month challenge of going out there and doing something that I've never even thought to do in my life.
So in knowing you for the last few years that we have worked together, this challenges you on a couple of different levels. First of all, you're basically homeless, or you're in an RV. But also, you're not the kind of guy that's going to go out and strike up conversations with strangers. So mm-hmm. It's putting you out of that box also.
It's putting me out of my comfort zone in a lot of different ways. A lot of different ways. But I also think it's good for me. It's a way of challenging myself in areas I don't think I ever would have on my own.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not something I would have ever really thought to do. And it was one of those situations where I thought my guy was going to be the one to be like, nah, I'm not doing it. He was like, oh, yeah, let's do it. So it really came down to me. And I don't see why I wouldn't. I feel like it's something that if I don't do it, I look back on it and probably regret it. So I'm going to at least give it a shot. I told her I got like at least 3 months in me. 3 months. We got three cities lined up. First being Nashville. I'm all in. So I'm going to document it. I'll keep y'all posted. I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm actually excited about it. I think it'll be a good time.
Man. Good for you. Yeah. I'm way too soft for that now. There was a time in my life that I've been, oh, yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead. Let's do it. I'm way too soft to do an especially once a month. No way.
Yeah, once a month seems like a lot, but I don't know.
Good on you, man.
Yeah, it won't be the hardest thing I've ever done.
Better you than me.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.